To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DJS and KMLX 406. Happy Friday. Everyone in the studio is looking forward to a rainy Saturday tomorrow and then a gorgeous, crisp high of 63 on Sunday. It's going to be great. George Mahey is here with us. How are you, Georgie?
Good. Getting my sweaters out. Getting all the stuff up from the... It's time, finally.
It is time.
But it's been a nice run here. I haven't had my air conditioner on for a month.
Me too.
I got an electric bill for like $30 instead of $330. That was nice.
I think my highest was $450.
Yeah.
And the last one was like $70.
Oh, man.
What a difference.
That's you know, you got that money to spend.
That's right.
Let's go blow some dough, man.
Let's do it. Let's go east side.
Remember those days?
I do.
A lot of parties ended up over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You'd swear you'd never go. You'd swear, I'm not going to go when they go. Well, and where do you find yourself?
And I never wanted to go because I'm such a non-late guy.
Yeah.
I was just like, let's go to Shoney's, and then let's go home.
I'm one of those guys, I like control of the actions. I'm not driving, as my wife would say. I like boltability. I like to get in my car and go home if I want to at whatever time I choose.
Are you an Irish goodbye guy?
Yeah.
You just Batman, and you're just gone?
Yeah, I can do that.
Same.
But
because once you start saying goodbye, it's another hour.
Yeah.
And I know it's rude, but...
And when I first, I hate to dump on my wife here, but when I first met them and was at a family kind of a reunion thing, and it was time to say goodbye, and I just said, okay. And I mean, it went on for 20 minutes, and I'm talking to the brother-in-law, and I go, is this normal? They go, oh, stick around, pal. We haven't even warmed up here. This will go on for... close to could be an hour. So just when you think you're out of there and you've got boltability, you don't.
One of my most vivid memories from childhood is being in the back seat of my mom and dad's car in Benton, Illinois, visiting my grandma, my mom's mom, and it was time to leave. We're in the car, it started, it's in reverse, my dad is rolling, and my grandma would be following along, holding on to the trying to keep him. And my mom,
still talking.
And my mom would do that when I would leave. And I'm just like, wow, I'm going to do it one day for my kids, I guess.
Oh, chasing the car. Roll that window down. I got more to tell you.
Yeah, don't leave yet.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy fun.
What are we talking today?
There's a place that opened this week in the old Vindicet building.
Oh, we're just talking about that off the air.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Centennial Malt House, and nobody calls it that. It's the Vindicet building. It's a big old monster, huge brick building, and you know, it suffered that fire in late it's 3 years ago now, and they've rebuilt the whole thing, and it's all, you know, it's got all
same
kinds
people
of,
new people
different people. An architect bought the building and is kind of, he and his wife are kind of spearheading this thing, and they are going to, you know, redo all these banquet rooms. There's going to be, if you have a party of 12, they've got you covered. If you have a party of 500, you can rent the whole place out. All these different, you know, the catering venues. So there's that part. And I think they've got condos on the third floor. And this Extra Wavy is what it's called. And it took the old PW Pizza space. If you remember, that was kind of right on the corner, right kind of in the main corner there. And these guys just opened a couple nights ago. These are the guys that own Yellow Belly, which is... a very famous and great place. They started with a place called Retreat Gastro Pub, if you remember that. Great burgers, great little place in the Central West End. Anyway, two really sharp young operators, and you know, the Yellow Belly's kind of seafood restaurant and kind of, you know, West Coast hip and surfboards and that kind of thing, and they kind of like that, the seafood influence. But this place was got, you know, it's 160-year-old building, and it's got all that heavy brick and all those, you know, those, I don't know, they're not trusses, but it's those that support columns and beams, you know, that,
yeah,
you know, the stuff, it's like 2 feet thick.
Yeah.
160-year-old wood in there, so they go, it doesn't really feel like that. So they thought they'd lean, what they said, lean into the East Coast. It kind of feels like the East. It feels like a, maybe an old school, like an oyster bar or a fish house or something. So they changed their approach a little bit, but oh my gosh, the food's fun, and the place is very whimsical and fun, and it's all done in some pastel colors, and they got fish nets hanging from the ceiling, and it's they promised a restaurant like no other. I go, that's a pretty gutsy thing to say.
Right.
You know, no one will have ever seen anything like this. And I go, that's what I like about you guys. You got guts.
Some balls.
I didn't say, yeah,
it's
right.
Okay.
And you know what? It's pretty darn cool, and it feels good, and I like everything they've done. They really thought this through. I think there were some sound issues maybe at Yellow Belly. So the entire ceiling is covered with the, you know, the whatever acoustical foam, those panels. You can't see it because they're painted the same color. And they did something that I wish more people would do. You know, you put a speaker here and your speaker there and your speaker over here, and you have hotspots. You know, if you're sitting under that speaker, you're screwed. You can't hear what people. So they have double the amount of speakers that one would normally do. So there's
even.
It's even. And they said this should make a difference, and people should be able to converse more, and the music should be,
yeah,
you know, they can keep it at a certain level and not have to turn it up. So anyway, is all this going to work? I don't know. I'm going there tonight, though. I'm going there right
cool.
after this. So they're open. They're taking reservations. They do have room for walk-ins. They're going to take walk-in traffic. But again, they just opened 2 nights ago. So,
yeah,
you know, if you go, you got to cut these guys some slack. And a lot of people do, and a lot of people don't, you know.
That's,
a lot of people like, hey, you're open for business, and, you know, you should be good to go. Well, yeah, but... Didn't you ever start a job once
right.
and not know what the hell you're doing?
Right.
Give everybody, give these guys a break. But these guys, on the other hand, these are seasoned professionals, and this is a sharp group of people, so I don't expect any...
It's funny. I recently had Retreat Gastro Pub delivered by DoorDash. I had no idea. I'd never
oh,
heard
really?
Of it. I'd never
yeah.
heard of it.
Did you get a burger?
No, I got a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And it was great. But the thing is, like, I didn't know who they were, so I just assumed the worst. Like, this is going to suck.
What'd you order from before? How'd you end up
it
there?
Just, like, it just popped up, and I'm like, oh, there's a place
you were
I haven't
so
had
lazy.
Before.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, no, truly. It was really good. Speaking of seafood restaurants, the guys took me to a celebratory lunch yesterday at Broadway Oyster Bar.
Yes.
Where none of us had been in forever,
mm-hmm.
and it was fantastic.
It's a great place.
Really good.
Yeah, and I love it. I think in the wintertime, they still have operable wood fireplaces.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah, a lot of people forget about that place, but it's sitting there just screaming on the corner
yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this Yellow Belly, I think you should go. You'll like it. They've got this kind of whimsical little kind of knickknacks on the walls, little fun stuff. You know, hook, wine, and sinker. They've got these little, you know, reel it in. They've got this just cute little silly stuff that it just makes you smile. It's a happy place, and... you know, like I said, I really like what they did. They've got something called a lobster donut, which is a lobster roll, but instead of the hot dog bun that it's in, it's a deep fried sweet potato bun, which is really, if you see this thing, you go one please.
Yeah.
And,
sounds good.
Yeah, it's a couple really good items. They're into skewers, which I feel like. Such a homie, you know. They said, oh, well, over in London and over in New Zealand, the skewers are very big, these skewer stalls and these skewer, you know, booths and restaurants. And, you know, this is what one of them wanted to do. He said, I want to do skewers here. You see them in the Mediterranean places, but they've got a different take on skewers. They, you know, they're cooking it this way, preparing it that way, cooking this sous vide. And they said, you know, it's really a smart, and you know, from a restaurant standpoint, it's a very smart thing. Doesn't take up any space on the grill. It's very precise and easy to cook. It's not some big honking burger or steak that you have to flip over. So these guys have thought all this through, and I really think this will be a restaurant that people will be talking about.
How is the Del Mar, is it the Makers District?
Yes.
How's that doing since the tornado?
Well, not so good, you know, honestly. They've rebuilt it, as much as they can, as far as the I'm talking about the restaurants and the commercial spaces. And that part, you know, basically it's like, we've rebuilt it, will you come, kind of thing, because a lot of the residents, a lot of the core, a lot of the neighbors aren't back yet and may not be back for a while. So instead of relying on a lot of nearby traffic, it's become a destination restaurant, and that's a whole different animal. Now, they've got a big an event tonight, which I hope to get to, called Delish on Del Mar. They did it for the first time last year, and they were celebrating all these new places. Hey, come on out and check out all these new places. It's so cool. And tonight, it's a different vibe. It's like, hey, we're here again, but boy, have things changed in a year. And now it's like, we need you because we need to survive. So this is from 5 to 10 in that Del Mar Maker District, which is between Union and Kings Highway on Del Mar. And it's really a good time. I did it last year, and they've got bands here and you know, entertainers over there. And you basically walk they've got this, the Del Mar's closed off, I believe. So you've got, you know, walking traffic, and it's just, it's a very positive thing. And it was really positive last year, and it should be positive. You know, it's like, hey, we need to survive and we need your help. So I wrote about them today in the newsletter and said, please come on out. It's going to be a beautiful night. It's going to be cold and rainy tomorrow. So this is your night, folks. Yeah. Get out and check this out.
Is there any story behind the Bailey's Rooster? Did they just get ass over tea kettle with the economy?
Ass over tea kettle. I've never heard of that. but I know what you mean. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I know that their restaurant in Clayton that they just are closing, it's really big. It's probably a little too big for, you know, and Dave Bailey said, hey, we just thought, you know, we're in the middle of Clayton here and walking, you know, this place is going to be great. There aren't enough breakfast places. And it just didn't, I don't know that the traffic was there. And this is part of a larger thing that I might write an article about. And I don't, you know, I'm always the glass half full guy. I'm the rah-rah cheerleader. But guys are hurting. You know, I'm hearing from guys like Dave Bailey and some other guys whose restaurants print money. I mean, these guys they're on cruise. They're fine. And they're going, hey, I just had a really lousy couple of months. What, you know, are you hearing this from other, you know, I get a lot of this. I'm the sounding board.
Yeah.
And, it's not great out there right now. And I guess, you know, if I'm going to make a plea, you know, check out the local restaurants, please support these local guys. Or, you know, some of them might not be here anymore. And I don't know the reasons. I know it's a bunch of things. And I know that there's only an upper limit to how much you can charge. You know, so it's like, hey, we'll just keep passing it on because everybody else is. But there's a limit to that. Now I think we're at that ceiling. And it's like, okay, now what happens? Do we break the ceiling, or do we just stop going to some of these restaurants? And I think that's happening a little bit. I know I've cut back. I can't go out the way I used to. So I've just said, well, I still love to eat out, but I'm not going, you know.
Yeah, we're in a place now, like if the four of us go out to lunch, it's $70. And if you go,
yeah, it used to be 40.
Yeah, if you go to dinner with a couple people, you could be at $1.50 like that.
Yep.
Which used to be like Ruth's Chris kind of.
And you just have to kind of resign yourself to that fact, or just like quit bitching, or you know, suck it up, or just don't go. And in that vein, next week in downtown is Downtown Restaurant Week. And that's the thing, again, I wrote about. And these Restaurant Week things, you know, you're familiar with the shtick. In the old days, it was everybody did three courses for $25. And everybody kind of, you know, the owners are there and everybody's smiling. And let's go. And we want to welcome some new customers. And that was a heck of a deal. Three courses for $25, and that was it. It's like, this is the price point, and everybody in here. This was 20 years ago. Then since then, of course, it can't be three for $25 anymore. It's, you know, it's considerably more, but still, these things are an opportunity to get out and try a new restaurant, or try one you haven't been to, or like, oh yeah, that's one that has been on my list, kind of thing. But the thing that downtown does a little bit differently is instead of having these three courses for this or four courses for that, these guys have all decided to kind of, you know, go rogue and do discounts. 20% off the entire meal. 20%. We'll give you some, you know, a free glass of wine when you come. Everybody's got a different deal, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to do the course deal, there's plenty of places that do that. But there's over 25 restaurants on this list this year.
And I didn't know there like are 25 restaurants downtown.
Yeah, and they all need your help. They all need your support. And believe me, they're going to all have smiles on their faces and be doing their damnedest to get a new customer. This is starts Monday and goes through Sunday. So the 20th through the 26th, 25 plus. I bet there'll be 30 restaurants downtown. And look at the list. There's about five places that I want to go. And this is my job. It's like, oh, yeah, I meant to go there. I've got to go back there. So check it out. Support the locals.
Okay.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Quick little break right here. We're in a little long with George Mahey on Fridays. We like to feature the preview for the Rachel Zimmerman Show, which we're going to do here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for me?
Well, this week on Rachel, I'm going to talk to Tom Oldenburg. He is the alderman from Ward 2 in the city of St. Louis. You want to do something fun for a couple seconds here before we have to go to break on the DGS? All right, let's do a real quick flashback Friday. I feel like we're always talking about Mother Teresa on this show.
We talk about her a lot.
46 years ago in 1979, she won the Nobel Peace Prize for her 30 years of work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta, India.
Did you know that she was also once on the Gong Show?
What? I did not know that.
I made it up.
Yeah, it's going to be like, could you mention her and Chuck Barris? He's doing his little dance.
And then 36 years ago in 1989, an earthquake struck San Francisco just before third game of the World Series between the A's and the Giants. Measured 7.1 on the Richter scale. It killed 67 people.
That was crazy.
It was $5 billion in damage.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.